Chest Resonance with the Voice Guy. In this step of the intermediate warm-up, we'll be focusing on creating and feeling resonance, also known as buzziness, in your chest. This is easiest to feel on the lower part of your range, so that's where we'll focus. A rich, resonant voice is something we all want, so this exercise not only feels great, it's also an important step in preparing to rehearse or perform. Before we begin, let's clarify what we mean by resonance. Voice trainers use this word somewhat differently from the way that voice scientists do. For the science folk, resonance is something that happens to the air above your vocal folds, which resonates in the vocal tract, giving the buzz sound created by the vocal folds its quality. For the performer, voice trainers use the term to refer to any vibration sensation in the body that happens due to voice use. We use that feeling as a form of feedback. If you can feel lots of buzziness in your body, then you're probably making the sound correctly. Step one is open the channel. Kristen Linklater, in her seminal book, Freeing the Natural Voice, describes this resonance exercise as freeing the channel. This step in our warm-up is only the beginning of what she documents in her book. This is a simplified version. To begin, relax your jaw open and open your throat wide like the beginning of a yawn. Lift your soft palate, feel space in the back of your throat. Breathe down to your core, feeling the cool air pour in, warm up inside your core, and then flow out, warming the inside of your mouth. Take 4 or 5 breaths to feel this warming sensation and get a sense of your breath pouring down towards your gut. You should feel your belly fill with the breath action, and then, as the air flows out, you should feel your gut collapse towards your spine. Now, to further the feeling of openness in your throat, drop your head towards the back, without collapsing your neck, so you're looking up toward the ceiling, as if you're opening your throat to the sky. I like to imagine that this is the pose that sword swallowers strike before they do their performances. You're creating a straight line from the sky right down into your core. The big difference between this and swallowing a sword is that you're just breathing air into your chest via your trachea, while the sword, traveling behind the swallower's voice box, goes down his or her esophagus towards the stomach. With your head tilted back, neck nice and long, jaw relaxed, sigh out again on breath, as if your breath were gently misting the ceiling above you. A great image to explore would be fogging a mirror with your breath. So head tilted back, jaw relaxed, open throat. Breathe down to your core. Open throat. I'm making kind of an awe-like sound, a whispered awe, as I do that, partly so you can hear my breath. If you can make that completely silent because your throat is so wide open, great. Nothing wrong with a silent breath on this open awe feeling. Now, step two, let's add sound. Sigh out on an open awe as in Father. Ah. Use a sound around the middle of your range. To encourage vibrations in your chest, pat or tap your chest a little bit, sort of like Tarzan, and put your palms on your chest to feel the vibrations. Tilt your head back, relax your jaw, open throat. Good. You probably feel it more acutely on your breastbone or sternum than on anything else. You should feel it on your ribs, as bones and cartilage vibrate more than anything else. Now, breath by breath, let's work our way lower and lower in our ranges. Each note should create a slightly different feeling of vibration in your body, generally with the vibration going lower as the pitch gets lower. I'm going to play some pitches for us to follow along to. Go as low as you can go comfortably, and when it gets too low, just make that low sound on an open ah sound. Grumble around down there. There's no problem with not matching the pitch. It's not a singing exercise. Now, if when you're practicing on your own, you want to do that without a pitch, you can just pick a note and sound your way down semitone by semitone. I think it helps to sustain the sound for a good long time, to continue to find an openness in your throat channel and radiate the sound up toward the ceiling. If the breath was fogging the ceiling, you might imagine that the sound is painting it. Pick a rich, deep color to imagine and associate it with the sound you're painting on the ceiling. Okay, here we go with the pitches. Head tilted back, open throat. Ha. Ha. You can hear on those last pitches that really it was a little bit too low for me, and I just rumbled around on the bottom notes, making a sound and feeling the vibration in my chest. With your hands on your chest, you should feel a bit more vibration than you might have felt before. You might try counting or doing the alphabet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and seeing whether you feel those vibrations in your chest. Enjoy that sound and that feeling. That sound is really an important part of finding a rich, lovely tone to your voice.